Care, located at 2201 South Getty Street, Muskegon Heights, Michigan, 49444. We are also accepting new medical and dental patients. Please contact us today to schedule your appointment at 231-739-9315. Again, that number is 231-739-9315. Thank you.
Muskegon Public Schools needs you to volunteer. Become an MVP today, a Muskegon Volunteer Partner. MPS is looking for parents, caregivers, guardians, community leaders, alums, retirees, retired teachers, and anyone committed to making a difference in the children's lives at Muskegon Public Schools. There are endless volunteer opportunities. Contact Kay Pittman today at area code 231-720-2039 for more information on how you can become an MVP. Go Big Reds!
This hour program is brought to you by Pepsi Cola. Pepsi Cola, featuring Diet Pepsi, Pepsi Twist, Mountain Dew, Mountain Dew Cold Red, Sierra Mist, and Mug Root Beer. Pepsi Cola account for nearly one-third of total soft drink sales in the United States. Their slogan is, you got the right one, baby. Pepsi, they care about the community, and they are proud supporters of your community station, 103.7 The Beat.
This hour of WUVSLP is brought to you by Patterson's Drugstore, specializing in all your household items from A to Z, food items, and a full line of personal and pharmaceutical needs. Offering generic drug prescription programs, money grams and orders, the J-Pay system, senior delivery service, blood and cholesterol screenings, an all bill paying system, and monthly promotional sales. EBT cards are accepted. They're located in Muskegon Heights at 2144 Hoyt Street. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, 231-722-2564. Patterson's Drugstore, serving the community since 1976, is a proud supporter of 103.7 The Beat.
Live from the Mazin' Right Media Center, it's Straight Talk with DJ Hilson, your Muskegon County prosecutor. Straight Talk with DJ Hilson, an in-depth discussion on issues that affect you and your community. Sparking conversation, opening dialogue, and breaking down barriers. Have a question about crime prevention, subpoenas, silent observer, or about the law? Call 231-722-8338. It's Straight Talk. Straight Talk. Straight Talk. With DJ Hilson. DJ
Hilson. Hey, Muskegon. How's it going? It's Tuesday evening, February 9th. Finally feels like winter. I mean, you know, I don't think we're going to get the kind of snow they're talking about in other parts of the state, but it's cold out, that's for sure. So, hey, listen, if you're listening, you want to chat, you want to talk, get questions, it's pretty simple. All you got to do is call 231-722-8338. You know, these guys always have to talk me down from the ledge every once in a while because, I have some pride, and I have to say that I do have people actually, and I run into on occasion that talk about how they listen to the show and appreciate it and whatnot, and I love that. I mean, that really makes me feel good. But you know, sometimes I walk out of the studio and I'll have my head down and they'll be like, "Hey, DJ, man, what's wrong?" Nobody called. Nobody called in. You know, I love talking to people. So, if you're listening and maybe you don't have a specific question, you just want to shoot the breeze, you want to talk about, you want to talk about what you're doing, what are you doing for your Valentine, for Valentine's Day? Sunday. Gentlemen, Valentine's Day is Sunday. If you got to get out and take care of business with flowers, chocolates, do it today. Do it tomorrow. Don't wait till Sunday.
Ain't going to be no more.
There ain't going to be no more. And Monday is too late, although you get probably 50% off at your local stores. I mean, you do save a lot of money, and you know, maybe the day after is okay. I don't know. I mean, I've always been a fan of like the day of. It's kind of important. So get out there. Make sure that you treat your special someone. So yeah, if you're out there listening, and you want to call in, certainly if you want to call in and you've got questions or concerns, we can talk about that. But what I want to know is, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? And And who is your special Valentine? Those are, I mean, it's appropriate topics. We're only a few days away.
Yeah, we're most of us are married. So
most of us are married.
Yep.
You
except Mihan, he's not married.
Well, okay, here we go. Challenge accepted. Mihan needs a Valentine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, I don't want to. You know, I'm not. I don't know who's the host of The Bachelor. I'm not that kind of guy, but. I mean, Mihan's a good guy, man. Yeah, he has got some talent.
Yes.
This man knows his music.
Yes, he does.
And I bet you he can probably dance a little bit, too. I've never seen him dance, but I have this kind of intuition because of his total knowledge of music that he's got the beat.
He can keep up with the beat?
He can keep up with the beat. Probably a lot better than I can. Although, you know, after watching the Super Bowl halftime show, I'm going to try to get into the Bruno Mars School of Dancing because that man can move, and I want to have just a little bit of that because at the next whatever function I go to that has music, I want to break that down right then and there. I mean, I want to be probably breaking my ankle trying to do that kind of stuff, but that man can move. That was wildly entertaining, and I definitely want to get in on that. You know, what I probably should do is just go to YouTube, and I guarantee you I can find some YouTube videos that'll teach me some of those moves. So watch out. I mean, maybe it's like the Beat Awards 2017 or 16, I should say 16, because we do it in the fall.
Yes.
That I break out some Bruno Mars moves.
Dance moves.
Along with my second single.
off your album.
Off my album. Well, it's so funny because I've kind of leaked that link out to a few friends of mine who have been listening to it. In fact, well, you were there. So I'm giving this really actually a very informative presentation. Last two weeks ago, January, at MCC to a group of a consortium of caseworkers.
Yep.
And the topic was violence. And, you know, obviously, it's a very serious topic, and I took it very seriously. And I gave about a 25-minute presentation on some statistics and some other things. And Big Rob was there because he was going to be part of the panel discussion that I couldn't be a part of because I had a dentist appointment, and then I had to give another presentation for Rotary. But out of the blue, this really nice young lady
raised
her hand.
Because he said, any questions from anybody?
Any questions? Raise her hand. Because I had played paint the picture here, folks. I had in my presentation played a couple of snippets from some of our local talent, rap talent here in town that used my name.
Yeah, absolutely.
Called me out, but was basically giving me some street cred for chasing after them, essentially. And so I played a couple snippets, and that was very, very popular. And so this young lady raises her hand and says, "Hey, are you going to play your other rap?" And then, I wasn't expecting that question.
And you can kind of see it caught you off guard.
Yeah, caught me off guard a little bit. I'm thinking, and I probably could have found it on my computer. I had my computer with me, but that would have taken way too long. So, I looked at Rob, and I'm like, "Hey, listen, I suppose I can send it out." So I did because they were asking for my PowerPoint. So I sent that out, and I did attach the rap to it too.
You did?
I did. Because, what's so funny is last week I ran into that same lady at the courthouse. She was there doing something, and we happened to be walking out together. And, she said hi, and then reminded me she was one that asked the question. I said, I had forwarded it on to the people, so I hope they send it out. Then I was in a meeting yesterday for the health project, and I had forwarded it to them, and they had all listened to it.
Wow.
They came up with a title for my album.
They did.
What which was Breakdown in Bow Ties. I kind of like that. I kind of like that as a title for my album. So, that being said, as I was driving...
Breakdown and Bow Ties.
And Bow Ties. As I was driving over here this afternoon to do the show, I started getting a little delusions of grandeur, a little bit of, you know, maybe I should start. I need to sit down with my writers.
Yes.
And put together a couple of singles. And I can start. I can start local. You know, we'll play it here on the beat.
Right.
See,
absolutely.
See how it goes.
Absolutely.
And then you know, maybe at the Beat Awards.
Yes.
I'll come up with a little money and produce a couple albums and I'll have a little autograph session. sign them away. You know, I probably won't produce too many because I'm not sure how many I could get rid of. Because I wouldn't charge anybody. I mean, that'd be criminal.
You give
for free. And who can turn down a free album of like two songs?
Yeah, we're gonna have to work on that, DJ.
I mean,
only DJ.
Listen, man, I think that you with Mihan's musical talent,
absolutely,
and my ability to just talk and say words. Because really, you know, rap, there is some musicality to it. But, yes. You know, I mean, it's just talking.
It's just talking.
It's just talking. I mean, I do come from a music background. I played the trumpet for, a lot of my young adult life. Started in fifth grade, and the last time I picked it up and played for consistently was in college. And then I've picked it up, you know, in the last couple of years, too, and then have been able to kind of play a little bit. So I have that.
Uh-huh.
So I mean I have tone, you know, I can probably find a note and I can certainly read music.
You do very well, DJ.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
You do
so,
your bust your rhymes.
Listen, now if I know Mion's here. So if he's listening, Mion, my man. You're my music man. And I just need some lyrics, put a couple songs together. Who knows? I mean, you know, I could be opening up for people. I mean, you just never know.
Open up for Lil Wayne and up.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Only you, DJ.
I'm going to have to work on my entourage and my image now, too. So, I mean, I got a lot of things
to
think.
We got
to
get you some big jewelry and all that.
Yeah, I got a lot of things to think about. I got a lot of things to think about here in the next several months.
You
got to
get you a Rolex, all that.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
What's going on down there at the county building?
Trying to think here. We got a couple of trials going on right now. It started today, as a matter of fact. There's a gun case, and probably the bigger of the two actually went bench today. Is the armed robbery that happened? This was probably early June last year. The Shell station on Henry.
Oh yeah.
If you recall, the big media attention to that was the clerk was a registered handgun owner.
Yes.
And was able to essentially attempt to defend himself when this individual tried to rob him at gunpoint and fired off several shots that was caught on the surveillance cameras and whatnot. And so that case has had an interesting shelf life because During the commission of the crime, the alleged perpetrator left behind a shoe, ran out of his shoe. Now, you would think that was, I mean, when somebody's shooting a gun at you, I think you don't care what you're leaving behind. But he ran out of one of his shoes, and that shoe then became obviously a critical piece of evidence. And we started the DNA process at the local level with our state police, you know, because, you know, when you sweat, I don't know if you know this, Big Rob, but think about this. When you sweat and you leave sweat on clothing or, you know, if you got sweaty palms and you're touching things, you're actually leaving behind DNA.
Wow.
And so we obviously went through our state lab. Weren't too happy with how the results turned out, so we sent it down to a private lab in Dallas. Pennsylvania, I think. And ultimately, what spawned out of that is there is a newer technology, if you will, a newer formula in calculating DNA that maybe isn't as strong. And without getting too technical, what happens is that, you know, science has decided that we're going to look at certain locations on a DNA strand to in a criminal investigation. And at each location, you know, you could have a very strong strand of DNA or a very weak strand of DNA. And there are thresholds that folks, that the techs have when they do that. And so if the DNA in that particular location meets a threshold, then they can report on it. If it is below that threshold, then they don't report on it, and that location is wiped away. There's 13, technically, that are looked at.
Oh, okay.
This new technology, this new formula, actually has the ability to account for that DNA in that location that doesn't meet the threshold, and develops a statistical analysis as a result of that. And it's a relatively new technology. It was developed by a guy who actually came to Muskegon and testified in our evidentiary hearing a few months ago from New Zealand, but it was in the Australia, New Zealand area where this was developed, and it's being used quite a bit in the New York state of New York, but there aren't too other many states that are, and it's kind of slowly making its way. And Michigan became a seminal state, and so it was actually, I mean, it drew the case. I mean, the case was drawn out as a result of it, but it was really interesting because we had the opportunity to make some groundbreaking steps in getting this admitted here in Michigan as a solid science so that we can use it in court for future cases. And we did prevail on that. The judge ruled our way on that at that evidentiary hearing, and that that case started today. And so on top of some of the other evidence that we have, a portion of that testimony now is going to be the introduction of this new DNA.
Now, did y'all have to bring in an interpreter because this guy was from New Zealand? Or
no.
Did he speak English?
They
also
do. They speak English. They've got, you know, that Aussie accent. Very interesting fella. I got a chance to meet and talk with him. And he actually agreed to, we paid for his expenses to fly over, but he testified for us for free. Because a lot of times, you know, when you hire an expert, you hire them and you pay them to review whatever you want them to review, whatever documents or other evidence. You pay for their travel expenses, and then you have to pay for their time in court. And so all we did was we paid for partial of his plane ticket to get over here because, you know, obviously being a new technology, they are trying to get it so that it's allowed in courts throughout the country. Very interesting guy, very smart guy, it was interesting to talk to him for a brief minute when he was over here a couple months ago. But that case started today. It was originally set for a jury trial, and the defendant waived jury and is being tried by what we call bench trial. The judge is the trier of fact, will be determining his guilt or not guilt. And so, you know, different things happen when we do that. What happens is that it's not quite as formal as a jury trial. You know, obviously the judge has a lot of internal knowledge on the law and the jury instructions and what he can and can't follow. And so it's a different process. You don't relax so much, but you do. You don't have to call as many witnesses typically, the timing of it goes a little bit quicker. And so for whatever reason, this guy waived jury today, this morning, and we started the bench trial. So that case hopefully will finish by the end of the week.
Wow. Now, I read somewhere that they were the Michigan legislators are looking at new gun laws to where if you have a registered gun, you can carry it without a license. Did I read that right, or?
Well, quite honestly, I hope they don't do that. It wouldn't surprise me, but I haven't seen that legislation, but so I don't know. I don't think they're getting away from owners having to carry a license in order to conceal carry. I would be surprised if they were doing away with that. I'd have to read this stuff to see, but I am unaware of any drastic changes like that, because that would be a drastic change. And that would surprise me, actually, if they did, if they went in that direction. That would surprise me.
Why? Why would it surprise you?
Well, one, I mean, I think, you know, certainly it wouldn't. I mean, I think the pro-gun folks would applaud that effort. But I think there would be enough of the, I won't say anti-gun, but at least responsible gun folks that, and that I think that would also include a lot of law enforcement that likes the idea of people actually having to fill out an application, actually required to go to the classes, which include obviously written instruction, but also range instruction, as opposed to being able to just go to a gun shop, purchase a gun, and then you're good to go. I think for everybody's safety, including the gun owners, you need to have those requirements because, you know, there are a lot of nuances to the law that you need to know. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, you have to be comfortable with the handgun or whatever gun you're purchasing. You know, that is a different animal, certainly, when you're working with a gun. They're obviously dangerous. I mean, we have typically cases every year where folks who aren't knowledgeable or are not experienced in handling weapons ultimately are fooling around with them, and they'll shoot themselves in the leg or the foot because they don't know what they're doing. And you know, you have to be careful with it. I mean, and you have to understand how to properly hold it, how to properly load it, how to properly make sure and check that when it's not loaded, how to take it apart so you can clean it, all those things. That's everything you learn in these classes. And I like I said, I'd be really surprised if there was a movement, a strong movement, I should say, in going in that direction.
Now, is in the state of Michigan, is there you can't carry a taser? Is that true if you just a regular citizen?
Right. That's right.
Whether it's a shooting taser or just push up against your taser. Yep. I don't know the difference.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what the language is on the law, but yes, you are not allowed to carry.
Even if you have a carry concealed weapons permit.
That does not cover that.
No, it don't.
It does not.
Because my daughter going to ask me for a taser. I said, you can't carry a taser in Michigan.
Can't carry a taser.
I mean, I don't care who you are, how old you are, I don't know if there's a law that says that you can, but.
Not that I'm aware of. I'm only aware of the law that says you can't.
So no tasers.
No tasers.
What about pepper spray?
Pepper spray, mace. Pepper spray and mace are different. Mace, I think, is illegal. Pepper spray, I think, is okay, if I'm not mistaken. It's been a while. We don't see that a whole lot. I'd have to go back and look to make sure. But I know mace is not, you can't carry mace, but pepper spray may be okay. Because a lot of times, I'll see, you'll see this, we're ladies, appropriately so, mm-hmm. we'll have that little keychain. I gotta say that I think that's okay.
You're not for sure.
I'm not for sure though. Don't listen out there. Don't
quote him.
Don't
on
quote
that.
Me on that. It's always okay to call ahead and say, hey, listen, can I have this? I don't have at the ready the ability to electronically or. The old-fashioned way, look in the books real quick, but I'd have to check on that.
And are you trying any of these cases that's coming up?
I haven't picked up any cases for 2016 yet. I'll have to see what's. We're still kind of cleaning up a little bit from last year. I don't know yet. I have to see what's coming down the pipe here, and maybe I'll pick up a case. It just depends. I've been really, really busy lately, working both in and outside the office. And so, I think, as I've said before on the radio, it's difficult for me in the sense that I love the courtroom. I love being in trial. I love the challenge, if you will, of that and putting a case together. That's a lot of fun. But time, you in order to make sure that you do the job right and that you give the victim or victim's family, you know, your 100% best, you have to have the time to do it. You know, when I was an assistant, I would spend, you know, for a typical felony case, I'd take a week to put it together. Hmm. You know, you get into the more serious assaultive or murder cases, I would do 2 or 3 weeks sometimes.
Hmm.
To put it together. And that's, you know, that's from organizing your trial notebook to bringing in witnesses, you know, maybe taking a day. Usually I take a day and go through all the evidence that I was going to present and make sure it was all there, make sure that, I knew every nook and cranny and piece of it. And so all that takes time. And, you know, what I've learned since I've been elected is that, I have very little of that time because of everything else that I'm involved in, whether it be office related or community related. It has become more difficult. Now, that's not to say that if an opportunity presents itself, I will certainly look to take it. But it has been, in the last couple of cases that I've handled, I have recognized that I've scrambled just a little bit, and that's not fair to that's really not fair to the folks that are involved in it. And it's not to say that I don't want to do it. It's just, you know, making sure that I am able to put the proper time into it.
What are your thoughts on the attempt to raise the speed limit to 80?
You know, that's interesting. You know, you know, having driven the highways quite a bit here in the state of Michigan, I think people are already getting close to 80. Anyways, you know, and it's always, you know, what's interesting is that every time that threshold goes up, it's like there's always a buffer built in. And whether law enforcement will admit it or not, they probably won't. They do have a buffer in there of what's tolerable and what's not tolerable. And I quite frankly, I can't imagine doing speeds approaching 90. As much as that sounds like a thrilling thing, that would freak me out just a little bit. It really would. You know, you're talking about getting up to that 100, the triple digit, and you know, I know race car drivers will go close to 200, but, you know, they get to 100 before they get to 200. And these guys and gals are professional drivers. We are not. As much as, you know, I don't care how many years on the road you've had. No, you are not a professional driver. I don't know. I mean, I don't really have an official position on it. I mean, you know, certainly people are already going close to 80 now anyways. But my fear always is that when you raise that means the threshold gets raised a little bit. It's, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, that 80, well, you can catch people doing 90, 95.
Yeah.
Well, where were you going? Oh, I didn't know I reached 110.
Yeah, I mean, you know, most cars have that, you know, you can only go so fast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they say, no, we're done now. You can't, the needle isn't going any further. But, you know, I mean, certain sports cars, I mean, you know, they, listen, I got excited, again, going back to the Super Bowl, I got excited seeing that Audi R8.
Oh, yes, commercial. That was a beautiful car.
Woo!
Man.
Oh. That was I got goosebumps watching that thing. And they also showed the Acura NSX, the new NSX, and that's a pretty car, too.
Yes, absolutely.
They certainly are manufacturing cars that would have the ability to get there and probably get there in a hurry. Just a little outside DJ Hilson's price range. Way outside. I mean, it's like it was like growing up where you buy the poster, and that's about as close as you get to it. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's me right about
it. Oh,
now.
Yeah, yeah. Man,
I'm looking at the price of the poster.
Yeah, right. Hey, listen, man, I had my walls growing up as a kid. It was Porsche, Lamborghinis,
yeah.
Ferrari. They're pretty pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were great pictures to look at.
You couldn't afford.
No. Well, you know what's so funny is that I can't remember. This was a few years ago, and I don't know why we were looking at it. But I think I was here. I was working here, and we were looking at the maintenance. Somebody was looking at Ferraris for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
The maintenance costs.
Oh yeah.
On a car like that,
mm-hmm.
it is like a part-time job. I mean, yeah. You're talking $15,000 for yeah. just routine maintenance.
Yeah.
Get out of town.
My friends at B&K Auto over there on Getty Street, at B&K Transmission, rather, the guys who's one of the mechanics, he's from Germany, I believe it is. Yeah, Germany. And he was saying how much, like, brake pads alone, just the brake pads, for one of those types of cars, yeah. it's like $600 to $6,000 for brake pads.
Right.
This is just the pads. This ain't putting them on.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. No.
And I'm sitting there like, are you serious? Because he built a lot of those cars in the factories. Because okay. over there, you have to be a master mechanic
sure.
to actually work in the factory to build these cars and stuff. From, I guess that's what he was telling me, especially engines. So he's a master mechanic from Germany and stuff. And he was saying, them cars can get up there and just routine oil changes.
Right.
You talking $5,000-$6,000 for some oil.
Forget that. I can't even imagine, you know, even writing a check for that. Like it's no big deal.
Can you imagine though just
no.
I mean the oil change?
Yeah, get out
and
of
you
here.
Roll up. You oil can't change. Go to a regular
no.
little place that's on the corner and stuff. You run in there and get the oil change, run out. You ain't doing that.
No, and you might as well blow your engine up if you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well just blow that engine up. Forget it.
So you wouldn't have one of them cars at all.
No. 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 You know, one of these days when I get old and retire.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually a Corvette guy. I love oh man, I love vets. I mm-hmm. think they are just sweet looking vehicles. I've been begging, you know, my folks are retired and I know they're listening tonight, so I'm putting my plug in. if you agree with me, folks, call 231-722-8338. Dale Hilson needs to buy himself a Corvette.
Absolutely.
Because listen, I mean, you know, someone's got to teach him how to drive it. I figure I'm the guy to do that.
You can do that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm the guy to show him the power of a Corvette.
Would you take him to one of the racetracks or something to show him?
You know what? I'd probably work it out with the state police, take it down to their test track down there in Lansing,
uh-huh.
and just go. Just go.
Open it up.
Let's see what it's got. Let's
see what it's doing. Well, DJ, the Super Bowl. You done brought it up several times.
Yeah.
I know you itching to talk about it. Let's see if I can get PA to come in here and talk about his views on the Super Bowl also.
Listen. I mean, you know, it's always cool.
I know you and your son.
Oh, hey, listen. I've never seen a kid so excited after the Broncos beat the Patriots to get to the Super Bowl. We had to replace some windows. He was yelling so loud, you know. It kind of brought me back a little bit to when I was growing up, because I've been a Bronco fan probably since 1986. John Elway was my favorite player, and probably to this day still is my favorite player. Just loved watching him. He was just an awesome quarterback, and they were going to the Super Bowl, I think, for the first time or second time in '86, and it was Elway's first Super Bowl. And fell in love with the Broncos and him. They got absolutely shellacked that year. But I became a Bronco fan, a heavy Bronco fan. I had an opportunity to meet John Elway, got my picture taken with him, got his autograph. I mean, it was mm-hmm. really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been a Bronco fan since then. And then my son, who's been on the radio a few times and, again, asked to come tonight.
You should have brought him.
Yeah, well, listen, if he's listening.
We'd have held up a little bit.
Yeah, right.
He can call in.
Yeah, he can call in. He can call in. So when Tim Tebow became a Bronco, because he was a Tim Tebow fan when he was at Florida, and so the Broncos drafted him, and he instantly became a Bronco fan, and then fell in love with Peyton Manning. And so To see, you know, he's now seen the Broncos play in the Super Bowl twice. Mm-hmm. First time with Peyton, they got absolutely destroyed by the Seahawks. This time a little bit. So, I mean, it brought me back to, growing up and what I experienced, because I was the same way. I was a loud talker. I talked a lot of trash. I spoke.
Not you.
I talked first and didn't think, thought second. And, you know, I'd go back to school and get it right back because that's just how it was. And so he learned his lesson the first time, my son, that is. And after he and we've been teaching him to, you know, play it cool,
mm-hmm.
because you just never know. And he played it cool this year. He didn't give anybody too much business. And, you know, we got to stay up on Sunday night and we watched our team win. It was awesome. I mean, it was just fun to see. It was fun to be a part of. And you know, he was very excited. Of course, his first question out of his mouth is, "Dad, we have to order championship T-shirts." Now, listen, at $40 a pop, you're out of your mind. You got.
They show started running.
Oh back. Yeah, listen, all
Broncos fans.
Boom. Yeah. He said, you know, the hat, the towel, the T-shirt, the video. I mean, Dad, we got to order it.
Yeah, I'm quite sure he was like, we got to order the whole set: the hat, the T-shirt, the towels, all that.
All right, I've just got a text. My son is listening, Trevor. It's 231-722-8338.
He wanted everything, right?
Everything. I mean, listen, this kid, he was online on the iPad, and looking at the youth shirts, going, "It's only $20, Dad. It's only $20."
He didn't understand. Like, look, that's $20.
That's $20. Yeah, right. The question always is, son, where's the money coming from? Where's the money coming from?
Look, his dad is the county prosecutor.
Oh, sure, man.
He got a boatload of money.
Oh, absolutely, right. I mean, it's falling out of my pockets right now, as a matter of fact. Forget all the other stuff I got to pay for. I mean,
right. Forget the lights and the gas and the water. Let's get this whole hat
food,
thing going on.
You know, yeah. School debt.
Yeah.
You know, forget all that. Forget all
saving
that.
For their college.
Yeah, yeah. Forget the savings. We're just going to break that, man, for a T-shirt. Crazy kid.
Well, he'll understand as you get older.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
See, he's got the same problem I do.
Uh-huh.
I do have a money in, money out problem.
Uh-huh.
My wife reminds me of this all the time. That money coming in, when I get money in my pocket, it's hard for me to hold on to it. And so he's got the same affliction that I do. I'm just trying to teach him because I've learned restraint.
Uh-huh.
I've learned great restraint.
Uh-huh.
So now it's time to teach him because he figures, hey, listen, if I got it, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
So,
Trevor, if you're going to call in 231-722-8338. Again, that number is 231-722-8338. I would love to get your opinion Super Bowl.
He's probably too excited he can't dial straight.
Because I would love to get his
opinion. Oh, he'll give it to you.
That kid, boy, he knows his football.
He does.
And you say he knows hockey and everything
else.
Oh,
yeah. He is big into – he was transformed from football now to hockey a little bit. And he's playing basketball. So, I mean, he watches basketball.
Hopefully this is him. Hold on. 103. Do I have this working right? Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I got to switch it over here first. 103.
This is Trevor Hilson calling.
Hi, Trevor. How you doing?
Dad, don't call me crazy again.
What is your opinion of the Super Bowl? I would love to get this recorded. Your opinion of Trevor Hilson's opinion of the Super Bowl, y'all.
I was jumping up and screaming. I'll tell you that. I was mad some plays. I was happy some plays. When they scored on the fumble, I was yelling, screaming. It was awesome, man. It was the greatest game ever.
It was the best game ever? What did you see they did wrong?
Well, Denver was offside too many plays, and thankfully they didn't get called on it. They were offside a few plays. The offensive line needed to pick it up a little. That was really it. They really played good.
Now, what did Carolina and Cam Newton do wrong?
Well, they didn't run the ball enough. Cam didn't have too many options, which he should have been run the ball a lot more, because if he had, it would have been a closer game than what it was, and the defense was not the greatest. The coverage wasn't too good. So, I mean, really, they just weren't playing their game.
That's all it was? Now, what do you think the Broncos going to do next? You think, what's his name, the quarterback?
Peyton.
Peyton is going to retire? What do you think?
The safest decision for him is to retire. I mean, he's pretty old, the oldest quarterback to ever play in the Super Bowl. He doesn't need anything else on his shoulders next season. He said the year before that he didn't want all the emotional drama. But, I mean, it's time. I mean, this is the perfect situation for him to retire. I mean, just won a Super Bowl. I mean.
Oh, okay. Well, you want to let people know anything else about your Denver Broncos?
We'll do it again next year, too.
And you said the U shirts are how much, Trevor?
Man, we got Brock Osweiler ready. He's ready to play. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Ready.
How much are those U shirts? I think your dad said $20.
I'll buy one for the whole class. That's better. I have about $200 on you.
What?
How much are the U shirts, you said? $20?
$20, yeah.
I'm going to give you half on the one.
Come on now, listen.
So your dad only got to come up with $10 more, Trevor, for your shirt. I gave him half on one.
No, don't worry about that. I got the money.
See what I'm talking about? You see what I'm dealing with?
Don't worry about paying for it.
I want your dad to take a picture of you in the shirt and send it to me when you get the shirt.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
We're ordering it tonight, Dad. We're ordering it tonight.
All right. he's got half of it down. So don't let him try to play you again, you know, and say he ain't got the money. He got $10.
Big Rob and I are going to have a discussion off air, because the words I have for him are going to be, they're not suitable for radio.
Well, Trevor, I want to thank you for calling in and giving your opinion of your Denver Broncos, and congratulations on the win, all right?
All right. Thanks, man. See ya.
Yep, see ya. That was Trevor Hilson, DJ's son, who knows the Denver Broncos, knows all about it. When he was here last time, if y'all remember, folks, that's all he talked about was the Broncos.
That's
asked him, he didn't like Green Bay. He wasn't into that.
No. Nope.
Denver Broncos all the way.
All the way. So all the way.
He actually got it. So what do you think? You think he's going to retire or what?
You know, I would think that he would. I mean, why not retire up, going out on top? You know, he's certainly going to make the Pro Bowl. I mean, he's a Pro Bowl quarterback. He has been for years. He gets his second Super Bowl win. I think they were saying he's got 200 career wins, both postseason and regular season. He's got the most wins of any quarterback, active and retired. So, I mean, it seems like, at 40 years old, that would be time. Because football life is different. And he had a pretty significant injury this year that kept him sidelined for quite a few weeks. And, I've been listening to folks, and, people are saying, if he's still got the fire, then, maybe he sticks around. But, at some point in time, you got to think about the future of the franchise.
Right.
And if you can – certainly, I think if he could go 16 games and play at a – Probably not the same level, but at least a halfway decent level. Maybe he gives it a shot, but I just don't think he's there. And I think that was proven true this season, because he doesn't have the zip on the ball like he used to. He can throw it, but he's not throwing it that far downfield.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I think the game plan for the Broncos had always been, you know, the defense just keep us in the game, and as long as we don't get down by a significant score, we can as an offense handle that. Because if you look at the Super Bowl, I mean, there was only for the Broncos there was one offensive touchdown, and that was at the very end of the game. Their only other touchdown was that fumble recovery in the end zone. And there were a few field goals in there, and they had a ton of three and outs. I mean, I think they had five or six in a row at one point in time.
Right.
And so, you know, at some point in time, if your defense breaks, then you're in trouble.
Right.
And I would hate to see that happen where, you know, we stuck around for another season and it wasn't as successful as this season, and then you're forced to retire maybe because of an injury, or, you know, you just can't take it anymore. And then you're going out like that. This seems to be the perfect scenario. And, you know, if I were a betting man, I would bet that he's probably going to call it quits. But, you know, who knows? I mean, he's a heck of a competitor. Mm-hmm. And he may say, yeah, you know what, I want to give it one more shot.
And you know, I like what he said, though, when people were asking him about that. He said, I'm not trying to take away from these guys.
Exactly.
You know. I'm not trying to talk about that, you know. And he said it in a nice, decent, you know, kind of way. You know, this is about the team. This is about us winning the Super Bowl. Right. Not if I'm going to retire, you know. But do you think there's another franchise quarterback out there that could carry Denver Broncos or the Indianapolis Colts? You know, where are these new franchise quarterbacks? Are there any out there?
Right. You know. Well, yeah, and you know, I think Cam Newton has the potential. You know, he's young, and he needs to. I think he needs to find that get over that youngness,
mm-hmm.
if you mm-hmm. will. And I think he will. I mean, I think he's going to be a phenomenal quarterback, and hopefully he stays in the league as long as these other guys have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you've got guys like Tom Brady who's near the end.
Yes.
I mean, he maybe has a year or two left, but he's going to be near the end.
Mm-hmm.
Another Hall of Fame quarterback. You know, Ben Roethlisberger has always been talked about, and mm-hmm. that guy has only got a couple of years left. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, the crop of quarterbacks coming up, it'll be interesting to see what happens and who develops into that next talk. I mean, because, you know, it seems like every kind of segment of football, you get that, you know, from Joe Montana, then it was Steve Young, you know, Brett Favre was in that conversation, mm-hmm. you know, John Elway, Dan Marino back in the early 80s, Jim mm-hmm. Kelly, all those guys. I mean, so there will be a handful that I'm sure will crop up. And who's the leader of that? I mean, is it Aaron Rodgers of the Packers? Is it Cam Newton? You know, Stafford to a little degree, maybe. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. You know, it's always tough. I mean, it was tough for me when Elway won his second Super Bowl and he retired. That was a sad day because, that was my favorite football player and never playing football again.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Broncos went through a huge rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
And it took mm-hmm. Until Peyton Manning came around.
Mm-hmm.
For them to get back into the Super Bowl mix again. And so, I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens, that's for sure.
Now, what was wrong with Talib?
I don't know. he needed...
Was he overexcited
Yeah, he needed to sit down.
Yeah.
He needed to sit down and relax. Because I'll tell you what, there were two series where he cost them a fourth down, essentially, with unnecessary... whatever it was.
Roughness, I think it was.
Unsportsmanlike.
All that.
He needed to sit down for a minute.
He seemed overexcited.
He did. Way overexcited.
Like, you're just happy to be here. Right
yeah, right, right, right. Everybody's happy to be there, but you just got to relax a little bit there. I mean, because it was just like, you got to be kidding me. You're keeping these guys in the football game right now. Stop. Stop what you're doing.
I meant to ask your son about what he think was
going on. Oh, yeah. No, he was upset.
I mean, yeah, he was.
He was upset on Sunday. I mean, he was upset because, you know, you get to fourth down and then the flag comes out and it's just like, and it was just for being stupid or not using your head.
Yeah, right.
And those kinds of penalties are just, I hate because they're unavoidable.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to hold. I mean, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, to mouth off or to, you know, do something just because you're all amped up. And I suppose, you know, in the moment, I've never played in the Super Bowl, so I get it. I mean, you get all jacked up, and but
wasn't that him who did the face mask? The blatant face mask?
Oh yes.
That like, was like, whoa!
Almost broke the guy's, ripped the guy's head right off.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah.
That's not cool. Yeah, you know, you could actually break this dude's neck.
I know. And he grabbed it, and it, there was no question.
There wasn't no question.
There's no question.
That he grabbed that face mask.
Oh, yeah, and he threw him down by the face
mask.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, yes.
So that was even worse.
That was.
So I don't know if they're going to fine him for that or
I don't know
or what, you know, but some, you know, because that could kill that part. That,
oh,
that
yeah.
Guy, so.
Yeah, I mean, that.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But, hey, listen, Broncos won. What the heck? I mean, you know.
You don't care.
No, way. I don't. They won, ultimately.
Green Bay going next year?
Listen, I'm telling you right now. I'm not making any predictions because I know what happens when we start making predictions on this show.
Yeah.
But, you know, they got some work to do. They got some work to do. I think the fact that, you know, their offense just never clicked very well last year. I mean, it just, you know, every week I thought, well, last week was a kind of an anomaly. But every week it was the same. Just nothing, something wasn't right. And I think a lot of it had to do with the core of receivers that Aaron Rodgers had. You know, Eddie Lacy apparently was way overweight and needs to think about what's more important. Because I think he's a good running back, he just needs to stay in some good shape.
Right.
So we'll see. I mean, I always hold out hope that they're going to come back bigger and stronger. But we'll see what draft does. We'll see what free agency does. We'll see how all that pans out. But it's always exciting.
Oh,
it's always exciting.
I'm glad your PA's helicopter finally landed.
Yeah, yeah, right.
He came in here to kind of wrap up the last end of the show.
His thoughts were. I thought I saw the police escort.
Yeah, I thought.
I mean, you know, I've had once.
I saw the lights flashing.
Once in my life, I got to see the what the president gets. You know, as far as police go.
Oh man.
It was just about like that when PA pulled into the state
yeah,
studio.
We were at one of the times president came this way, and man, Secret Service,
oh, yeah.
Man,
every
Lord,
every
Jesus.
Cop, every cop.
Yes, they called people that had vacation days off.
Yeah, oh yeah,
like oh no, you got to come in. The president's coming in.
Yeah,
PA. So what are your thoughts on the Super Bowl?
The difference is they are escorting the president. They are chasing after me. That's the difference.
Oh.
Huge difference.
That, look at that. That was a great response. That was a great response. That's awesome.
VAU is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
They were chasing you.
Yeah, chasing me. I'm an ease. I'm pulling over.
That's
right. Get me that ease. I'm pulling over.
I've never seen a man get pulled over, right? As much as PA does, right?
Yeah.
And a cop comes to the car and say, well, you know why I pulled you over? Yeah, I was doing about 20 over.
Pretty much. Save some time on this.
Right.
9 times out of 10, they don't even give him a ticket.
Oh, sure.
Like, I wasn't expecting that one.
Yeah, right.
Be honest, man.
That's right.
Be honest. Be straight.
Just be straight.
I got a meeting to get to. You going to give me the ticket? Give me the ticket.
That's right.
So I can get up the road. I'm still late.
That's awesome.
What are your thoughts on the football game, PA?
Oh, man. I think Carolina gave that game up, man. That's my thoughts. I saw a lot of drop passes. And
sure, yep.
A lot of missed assignments.
Some overthrows.
Overthrows,
yeah.
And opportunities they missed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you talking about in the red zone, and you're missing field goals,
yeah.
You throwing interception, or you fumbling, or you, they handed it over. I mean, Denver didn't score an offensive touchdown into the fourth quarter.
Right.
That's great defense right there.
Oh, yeah.
They had a lot of opportunities. It wasn't their time, so they'd be back.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I think so.
They wasn't ready. It's some beautiful women in Oakland, California.
There is.
And they all come out for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, too. They got distracted.
They get distracted easy. Be nice. They're coming from everywhere.
And they're that young, too.
Oh, they're coming from Brazil, Dominican.
Oh, sure.
You know, they line that stuff up. Denver probably sent them to their hotel.
That's right.
They stand at the JW.
Compliments of your secret admirer.
Right.
So, whole flock.
Oh, I mean, whatever you want, whatever flavor you want. It's like Baskin Robbins, you know. They send them over there. They set them all up. I would have done it. Set them up. Whatever.
Psychological warfare. Nice.
Man, PA, nice. You something else. Nice. I asked DJ this, and I know your opinion already, PA, about them raising the speed limit.
Oh, I think that's crazy. Right? Not speed.
Right.
No, you can give it to me. I can handle it.
Well, as I was saying, I mean, you know, people are already doing close to 80 now.
But they Texan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, listen. I'm telling you that people are notorious for that. And you can't do that. You can't do that at 10 miles an hour, let alone 80 miles an hour.
It's not going to be good. They trying to. I told Rob, it's population control. This is another way.
It's Darwin's theory.
Theories right here. Yeah. They are trying to lower the population.
Well, listen. As long as those folks are driving like Mondays and Wednesdays, let us folk that are not part of that. Right. We'll take Tuesday.
Right.
You guys can have Thursday.
Right.
You know, crash. You just go ahead and start crashing into each other.
Right. Because if they raise it to 80, that means you can do 90. The police not gonna pull you over.
Right.
You said can that you imagine? Cushion.
Yeah. There's a cushion.
Yeah. Could you 90? And they trying to send a text.
I can't. Like I said, I can't even imagine doing 90.
It's not gonna be good.
There was a day. There was a time in my life where I had a Mazda MX-3, wow. and it was a two door. You know, it was a sport coupe, and I love that car. And I opened it up once on an open road, and that was about as close as I got to.
I've been all the way. I did more than open.
Listen.
He had a firebird.
Oh, okay.
I somehow or another, I killed the bird on the highway. It was going so fast, going down south.
Yeah.
That a bird crashed into the car.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't understand that one, but I guess it has something to do with the air and how they fly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I used to get in that firebird with him, and I'm already big.
Yeah.
Man, he take off. It's like, man, I had to get used to his driving. Like, oh, yeah. Dude, you slow this thing down.
Right.
Especially if we're going on long trips, man. Lord, geez, we get there Detroit, hour and a half, 2 hours. We there in that Firebird.
But DJ, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think about this Stephen Avery? Making a Murder. Have you watched that documentary?
You know, I haven't. I've had some folks mention it to me.
That's your neck of the woods, right?
Yeah, Wisconsin, yeah. It's in
how do you say that city? Manitowoc?
Manitowoc?
Yeah.
Manitowoc. It's actually, Manitowoc is north, where the Badger Ferry goes. They right. dump up at Manitowoc. So it's up in that Ludington, same kind of level there. So that's probably about 2 hours or so north of my hometown.
Oh, so you're from the southern
region. Yeah, I'm from the southern region.
Okay, yeah. Interesting, though. Interesting documentary.
I've heard about it. I don't have a Netflix subscription, so I don't.
Okay.
I mean, listen.
He said he can't afford that kind of stuff.
Listen, I'm not a. Hopefully my wife isn't still listening, but I'm not a bells and whistles kind of guy. She's probably laughing at that right now.
Right, that's funny.
But.
Were there other ways? It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube.
Oh, is it? Is it YouTube?
You can find it on YouTube.
Somebody decided just to tape it and post it on YouTube?
Nah, they got it out there.
They leaked it.
They leaked it out.
Oh, leaked it?
Yeah.
I mean, they want people to see this.
Oh, sure. I'm sure. I'm sure they do.
But it's captivating. Do you think prosecutors would try to convict somebody that they have a doubt about?
You know, I would hope not. I mean, I would hope not. And, you know, this is – it's always tough. Well, for me personally, and I'm sure for a lot of my colleagues, is that, you know, when you get a national attention like that, then all of a sudden it's like everybody's in the same basket.
Right.
And this is true for cops and, you know, even for young African Americans. You know, everybody's in the same basket.
One person.
One person puts everybody in the same basket. And right. and that's unfortunate. And I would hope that folks would kind of think outside that. I mean, I certainly would never, ever if something was presented to me that put into question, you know, seriously put into question, yeah, because we get it all the time, you know, but seriously put into question whether or not somebody actually committed the crime. I would have a problem going forward. And a perfect example, I'm a young assistant, and I'm getting preparing for an armed robbery that happened at Ozzy's Party Store on Broadway.
Okay.
All right. Two young individuals, one tall, one short.